What's going on, everyone? Brandon Fryer here with another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. Another tough loss to the Philadelphia Flyers. We're going to break that down, get some takeaways. We're going to tell you about Connor Bedard, and then we're going to look forward to Chris Chelios and preview the upcoming game for the Blackhawks as their next one against the Detroit Red Wings. And then that one is going to be a nice one because with that one, they're going to be honoring the likes of Chris Chelios. And before that, we can't forget about their other game just before, and that's the Winnipeg Jets. We're going to break that down and more. But first, let's get into this first matchup, which is the Philadelphia Flyers taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. It started off nice and early. A goal scored right away from Philadelphia that puts them up 1-0. But then Colin Blackwell gets assisted by Joey Anderson that ties it up 1-1 in that one. Then the second period, it got a little tough because two goals were scored by the Philadelphia Flyers. And then after that, the Blackhawks just couldn't score any goals at all, couldn't get anything really penetrated by the net, and they lose that game 3-1. Let's look at some plus minus, and especially look at the likes of Connor Bedard. He was a negative one. He had three shots on goal. Colin Blackwell got three shots on goal as well. You can't forget about the likes of Tyler Johnson. Was really aggressive, five shots on goal, but he had a negative one in that game. Ryan Donato, negative one. We had a plus one from Jason Dickerson. He definitely did some work in that one, had a hit in that game as well. Then another one, Seth Jones had three shots on goal, but a negative one overall. And then you can't forget about Isaiah Phillips, negative two as well. You had Soderblom in there, 33 shot attempts. He allowed three goals, 30 saves, 0.909 overall for them. Now, if you look at the shots on goal, the Philadelphia Flyers had 33. The Chicago Blackhawks had 22. Faceoff percentage was even, 50% down the line. Power play percentage, the Blackhawks gave up no power plays to the Philadelphia Flyers, so they get a big fat zero on that one. The Blackhawks had two power play chances, didn't really capitalize on those, so they had zero chances as well. 9 penalty minutes for the Philadelphia Flyers, 5 for the Chicago Blackhawks, 16 hits for the Philadelphia Flyers, 14 hits for the Chicago Blackhawks, 21 blocks for the Philadelphia Flyers. Then you had 20 for the Blackhawks. You already know the save percentage for the Blackhawks, 0.909, while it was 0.955 for the Philadelphia Flyers. Look, early in this game, I'll be honest, they cannot get no traction at all in the net, and it really showed in this game. I mean, no shots on goals. I mean, 22 is a low margin. I mean, I saw one play. Connor Bedard did a nice little move overall, but nothing really got penetrated overall. And it hurt this team right now. And that's the thing that sucks for this one right now. The fact that Soderblom did start off in goal, and like he hasn't had a win since like November 21st. So that's hurting this team overall. The fact that, you know, Connor Bedard had a nice little sweet highlight reel, but you know, it didn't really get in, but it was a sweet play. I mean, the way he just kind of like moves with the puck is just amazing overall. But I have to give the stars in this game. Colin Blackwell deserves a star overall. I like Joey Anderson getting involved, and I'm going to give it to Tyler Johnson too. He was really attacking the net because they needed shots on goal. I mean, 22 shots on goal, and he had 5 of them. So he really stepped up in a big way as well. So I got to give him credit as well. And like I said, a great pass by Joey Anderson. That's why I give him a star. And Colin Blackwell pretty much getting the only goal for the Blackhawks. He definitely gets one as well. So I give him credit in this one. It was some fights that happened along the way. You saw Reese Johnson get into it in that one. I mean, you saw that. That was kind of noticeable in that game. The fact that you had Tyler Johnson, I think he did good. Him and Taylor Radish was really trying to get active overall. But like the fact that they failed on the power play chances was really tough. I mean, this team is one of the worst teams when you come to power play percentage overall. But the fact that, you know, you did really good, I felt, defensively. You didn't get this team in power play. You was very disciplined. But then you had two power play chances and didn't capitalize on that one. Hurt you overall. So that showed in this one. So it sucks for this Blackhawks team in this one. And this was just a tough loss overall. Now let's jump into the preview. Their Friday matchup will be against the Winnipeg Jets. Now this is going to be tough for this Blackhawks team. The reason why I'm saying that right now, the Winnipeg Jets are a pretty good scoring team overall. So when I look at them in this one, I'm like, this is going to be tough for this Blackhawks team to really see if they can get anything generated overall. Now, look, the fact that they lost this when you're taking on a team in the Winnipeg Jets that's 34-15-5 as we're doing this podcast right now. So that's something you got to take note of right now. Now, they've been kind of struggling of late in the last 10. They're 4-5-1. While you're looking at the Blackhawks, they're 1-8-1. Now, when it comes to goal scoring right now, the Winnipeg Jets are like more in the middle of the pack, 19th overall, averaging 3.1, while the Blackhawks are dead last, averaging 2.1. Now, this team, though, is first overall in goals allowed, which is going to be tough for this Blackhawks team. They only allow 2.1. I told you, this team is 32nd in the Blackhawks, averaging 2.1. So, like, it looks like they might get maybe a minimum of 2-1 goals in this game. While the Blackhawks are 28th right now with 3.3, so that's something you got to take note of. The power play percentage, we're dead last in that one, so it makes sense why we didn't get anything generated against the Philadelphia Flyers, while this team is 23rd, averaging 17.5% in that one. Also, for this Winnipeg team, they're really good in the save percentage. They're second overall in that one at 0.915, while we're 27th at 0.887. And faceoff percentage, they're 27th overall, 46.9%, while we're 31st at 45.8. Now, look, this is a team that's a really good defensive team. They're going to have to stop Connor in this one. He's their leading goal scorer in this one. Look, they're going to have to learn to really kind of take advantage, and they're going to have to play awkward hockey for this Winnipeg Jets team to even think about probably getting some goals allowed. Like, you got one of the worst scoring goal teams overall playing against one of the better defensive teams overall. So this is going to be tough. A team that don't give up a lot of goals to a team that can't even score a lot of goals. So this might be a blowout overall, I think, in this one. Now, if they can score early, kind of do something similar. The one thing I did like is that they didn't give too many power play chances. You don't want to do that to this Winnipeg Jets team in this one, but you're going to have to score early and often, and they're going to really key in on Connor Bedard. So this is going to be a tough game for him in this one, so that's something to take note of in this game. Now let's look at the big matchup, which is going to be the more interesting matchup, and I think probably outside of Connor Bedard's home debut in his first game, this is probably going to be the biggest game at the United Center. And that's against the Detroit Red Wings in this one. Now, the thing that makes this interesting is two things. Number one, you got Chris Chelios getting his number 7 jersey retired. It's going to be awesome. If you don't know, Chris Chelios is a Blackhawks legend overall. Did some great things for this team. He also played for the Detroit Red Wings as well. So that's something to take note of, too, in this one. He won the Stanley Cup with that team as well. Now, another thing you want to take note of when you're seeing this team is the fact that you're going to see an old Blackhawks and his United Center debut going against his former team in Patrick Kane. That's going to be interesting overall to see what he does overall. Now, he just got a career high in his career assists in this one. But one thing you got to take note when you're looking at this team, the going against the Chicago Blackhawks, the Detroit Red Wings right now are 6th right now when it comes to goal scoring, averaging 3.5 goals. They're 21st overall when it comes to goal allowed, averaging 3.1. Their power play percentage, they're in the top 10 at 23.2%. They're also 9th in penalty kill percentage as well. Save percentage, they're in the middle of the pack, a little bit above that at 13% at 0.898. And in faceoff percentage, they're 20th overall at 49.3. Now, this is a game that, like, right now, you know, these two games against Winnipeg and Detroit, they're favorite overall. Now, maybe with the momentum of Chris Chelios being there, you got Connor Bedard going against Patrick Kane. That should be interesting. I'm very intrigued to see if Patrick Kane's going to score a goal in this one or even Connor Bedard. I think this is going to be the more exciting matchup. Maybe with all the momentum with the Blackhawks, even them being a young team, maybe the Red Wings will probably get a little bit hit with that. Maybe, you know, Patrick Kane, it would hit him more. But this has the potential to be a close game overall. Man, the Blackhawks could steal a win here just off the momentum of the Chris Chelios moment. So that's something to take note of right now. But look, going into this, they could be right now losing both of these games. The Winnipeg Jets is going to be tough for them right now. And then you're looking at the Detroit Red Wings in this one. They could lose that one as well. So this might be tough as they're going into the week and heading into March. It might be tough for them right now. But look, if they can get probably one of these wins, that can help this team out overall. So if they can sneak one in, they have a chance to really capitalize on this game. That's our look at Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. When we come back next time, we're going to recap their weekend matchups against the Winnipeg Jets and Detroit in this one. We'll also recap the whole Chris Chelios retirement party as well. All that and more right here on Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.